Welcome to the TikTok Radio Shop, ladies and gentlemen, Gregory Miles Harris and Ryan O'Hara.
Hey.
I could lay down on the max tracks, or I could jump off the Burnside Bridge, but without you here in Portland, I don't want to live.
Galaxy. practice it.
Play one more?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
They tell me that my grandma's gonna die. They tell me that my grandma's gonna die. But I know that's a filthy lie, and that my grandma's gonna try to stay alive. That's why I love my grandma. They're gonna put a little machine in her heart. They're gonna put a little machine in her heart. And every time her heart stops, the machine will make a beat drop, and the heart that had just stopped, it will restart. She told me not to smoke those cigarettes. She said never, ever, ever smoke cigarettes. That's what killed her husband and my mother's dad, the only one she never had. I think I should stop smoking cigarettes. But they make me feel so popular and cool. They make me feel so popular and cool. I should have listened more in school. I didn't learn the golden rule, and now I sit here smoking like a fool. American spirits lie to you. They said, hey bro, we're organic and we're additive free. Oh yeah, we're better for you. And that marketing technique, I guess it worked on me, because it is the brand that I choose. Oh Lord, you got me the yellows, but I smoke the blues. I think I should stop smoking cigarettes. I think I should stop smoking cigarettes. I don't think God will answer if I kill myself with cancer. And I think I should stop smoking cigarettes. I think I should stop smoking cigarettes. And I wish I could stop smoking cigarettes. Thanks.
Gregory, thank you so much. That was my ride. That was unbelievable.
Joey.
There's people yelling things in the background. We've got someone, just as a hint, being tortured in the background. But we'll get to that later. So Gregory,
yes.
You're living out here in Portland, playing music.
Mm-hmm.
What brought you to Portland and when?
I think 2004, we've decided. 2003, I moved out here because my friend Mike lived out here, and he was like, let's be in a band, and I wasn't doing anything better in Massachusetts. I moved out here to be in a band, which I was, and it didn't work out. Ryan was in it, it was good, but it just didn't work out, you know?
So is that how the two of you first met?
Yep. There was an interesting story there. I was in Europe for like a couple of months that summer, and I came back and there were people staying at my house, and I was losing a roommate. It was really weird. I was sleeping on like the floor in someone else's room at my house, and I woke up the very morning, the first morning back in Portland, I woke up to people tuning up and plugging in and stuff, and I got up and was like, hey, I'm Ryan. Played, you know, plugged in too, and we were a band after that.
Right on. And so you came from Massachusetts. Do you like it out here better? Is the scene better out here for you?
Oh, yeah. I don't hate you guys in Massachusetts listening, but you guys can improve
have a
your
big
scene following out there, especially a house party scene. Seriously. I know y'all have houses.
So, you have a genre, you've kind of coined your own genre. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, I guess, like hardcore.
There you go, hardcore.
Yeah,
Hardcore?
That was just some goofy thing I thought of at the bar. Because, like, the Willamette and things call me, like, goof pop, but I kind of feel like, I take myself, like, granted, I see where everyone's like, oh, that's kind of goofy or whatever.
But it's lyrically, no, it's not goofy. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, I don't know, I just kind of think if people saw them in the newspaper, they'd be like, eh, you know, even if it's not hardcore, they'd probably be like, eh, too, but it's better than goof pop.
Right.
But I love you guys at the Willamette.
Yeah, you gotta love
the
friends.
So do we, TikTok Radio Shop. We all love the, what?
The local periodicals.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, do you want to talk about some upcoming shows? I know you recently opened for Daniel Johnston. That's probably a pretty big deal.
That's probably the biggest thing that'll ever happen to me in my life. There's videos of it on my MySpace page, and it's like you can actually see the moment when I was like, wait, nothing cooler than this will ever happen. And I was like, I started doing my fake Paul McCartney like head bob, and I'm just like singing along to all the songs.
Oh, you guys are both up there.
Yeah, Ryan.
Yeah. I ride Greg's coattails everywhere.
Ryan makes me feel less scared, so I like to have him there.
I will say on Ryan's behalf, I mean,
he's got his own thing that's, in my opinion, better than mine.
His singing, songwriting is phenomenal as well, and he'll be on a show featured.
That's
soon,
Ryan.
Very soon.
MySpace.com/Ryan39.
Oh, 39.
Oh, 39, but the letter O.
Ryan, what's that small instrument you're holding there?
It's a baritone ukulele.
Ooh.
All right. Real quick, so you're planning to do basically a tour on the East Coast.
A mini tour, yeah.
And it sounds like, well, you're starting out in
Austin. Yeah.
And then where are you going from there?
We're going to play on the streets in New Orleans, just because, like, you remember that guy Tommy Suitcase, who plays the suitcase in the harmonica?
No.
He's going to clean up there. Like, that's going to get us gas money to Savannah. Like, he's just going to sit up there.
He's, like, made for street crime.
Yeah, like, he's the man.
You say he plays this? A suitcase?
He sits on a suitcase, he has a tambourine under his left foot and a bass drum pedal under his right foot, so he's like, and then he plays harmonica and plays guitar, but it's not
just
like...
Just hearing that, I want to throw the guy in.
Tommy Suitcase. yeah, he's awesome, and we're going with him and my roommate Danny, who plays the banjo, and then we're going to just go up to play 3 shows in New York City, and then 1 show in Boston, and then go stay with my parents in beautiful Massachusetts, which I love.
But they won't be going to any house parties, yeah.
Or they won't be coming to my show.
Sorry. Do you want to have
more songs?
A couple more songs?
Yeah. Sure.
Can you do the Omnichords?
What should I do? Probably an Omnichord song.
Yeah.
This little thing right here is a Suzuki Omnichord. Yeah, model number is OM27. You can get them on eBay for like $90. Excuse me. And they don't get like anything past like the OM84 because it's not good. Like they just use shitty parts. And the song's all I bum out. Sorry.
We're too happy.
I know.
Please say you love me. Emotional warning. I'm drinking and it's 4:00 in the morning. I'm thinking about dying and I'm really scared. I dreamed of my funeral, no one was there. I'm still feeling lonely, but it's getting lighter. I ripped up the letter I was gonna write her and glued it together and started to cry. Instead of sincerely, I simply put that I was always feeling sad. Always feeling. She never calls and she won't even look at me. Pink plastic hearts or the real one she took from me. Can't even look. She made out like a crook to me. From what I see, seems like an open book to me. Still feeling lonely, but now it is 7. I wondered if it would be hell or be heaven. I wish I could sleep, have to work at 11. If I pull the trigger, hope all is forgiven. Always feeling sad. Song. I waited and waited, but I couldn't hold on.
I wanted to tell you what you meant to me. I'm sorry that I let you get to me. I just think it's weird, like when people like apply, yeah, you're bummed out, man. Like,
but it's such a beautiful sound of being bummed out.
I try.
Yeah. It's being bummed out sounds awesome.
Yeah, it makes me.
I should be bummed out core.
Bummed core. What's
I don't know what else I have to play. Maybe like tropical drink, lighten the hearts of the people. This is like the first song I had written in a long time that wasn't a love song necessarily. It was my friend Liz's birthday, and like we were gonna go drink drinks, and I wrote this song like kind of to get pumped, I suppose. It's called Tropical Drink.
I'm usually in his top. Yeah. It's way much easier that way.
What, say that? I'll go to each other. Okay. And that's Gregory Miles Harris. That's myspace.com
/. One word.
Gregory Miles Harris.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also for everyone out there listening, there's a show at, we're going to be at Ethos Live on June 13th. And then we're going to be at the Waypost with like the whole crew, which is usually a fun time on the 20th of June.
I saw them at the Waypost last night.
Yeah. It was very. That's why my voice is kind of raspy. We were just like playing our little hearts out.
Now, before you guys take off, because I know you might have to leave here pretty soon. Do you wanna play one more?
Play an ironic cover.
Can we do an ironic cover?
Oh, yeah, please.
I'll leave.
Let's screw away. Thank you. we get closer and closer to every little part of each other. So let the music take your mind. Just release and you will find you're gonna fly away. Glad you're going my way.
Hook'em, Khalsa, and Meherbani, Khalsa.
Yeah.
And you guys are more than welcome to just start, unless you want to say anything to give us an idea of what you're going to be doing.
Well, we just came back from India, so we're fresh off the grill. We're starting to learn how to play rag, Indian classical music. Meherbani?
So, we are lucky enough to have met a master to study with, and this is only the very beginning. It's going to take approximately 3 to 5 years to fully develop our voices, so this is the rudimentary part of the singing process. However, along the way, there's beautiful music to be had as we train our voices.
And the music is in Gurbani, which is language in India, ancient. It's like a layman Sanskrit. All
right. And our first piece is in the rag Asa. There's different ragas for different times of the year, times of the day, seasons, and feelings. So this particular one is Asa.
Contemplating the true word of the Shabbat. Nanak knows no other than the Lord, the forgiving Lord.
Bye.
What was the name of that piece again?
Jagat Jalanda.
Do you have a translation?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Basically, Jagat is the world, mm-hmm. and it's the title is "The world is going up in flames. Shower it with your mercy and save it." So it's a plea to the to all the confusion, the fire in the world and in your mind. It's a plea to bring peace.
Now, how much? Now you spent about a month in India.
Correct.
Is that right? And what did you learn as far as I think when I saw you a few weeks ago in Fred Meyer.
Yeah.
And you were talking about and like you have to just forgive my ignorance because I'm fascinated but I'm an idiot. There was something to do with like you described like vocal tones in prayer in song.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you piece me together? what did you learn about music and what did you learn about music and prayer? It's a horrible question.
Wonderful question.
I'll let Narabani answer the details of that question, and I'll just say that the sargam is like do re mi fa so la ti do, but it's sa re ga ma pa da ni sa. But they're not fixed like in Western music.
How do you mean they're not fixed?
Well, basically in Indian classical music, there's what are called microtones. So basically in between the scale, there are little notes and the voice is trained to be able to move through the note, so it's like a kind of a quivering of the voice, and that's something that's gonna take a while to actually achieve.
This instrument can't get in between the notes, but the voice
can. And for
can.
People
the
that are listening,
can.
You wanna, what instrument is? What do you?
This is a harmonium
or a vaja.
Yeah.
Vaja.
And it originated in France. And it was brought over to India approximately 300 years ago. And India's used it a lot for devotional music, for classical music.
It was brought over by missionaries, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. And they wanted to keep the instrument and not the religion.
Fair enough. There's a lot of that going around. It's a great instrument. What were some of the first things that you learned and that you found interesting when you got there in your first few days in India?
Aside from the pollution that made us lose our voices the first
really?
Week of going there to sing, it was very ironic.
Pollution.
Yeah.
Where in India did you go, by the way?
We went to the city Amritsar, which is very close to Pakistan, and it's just south of Kashmir, and it is the holy place for Sikhs. Sikh pilgrims come, and then also Tibetan monks come, because the first Sikh guru, which was a Sikh teacher, part of his path was traveling all over Asia, so there's a lot of Tibetan monks that make a pilgrimage to that city.
Yeah, so our focus was music, going to the Golden Temple, and shopping.
Well,
we can't get these clothes here.
Your philosophy then is that of the Sikhs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're Sikh. Hence the name Mehrbani Kaur Khalsa and Hukam Kaur Khalsa.
Hence those names.
Now, do you have the same last name? Are there others that have the same last name?
Yeah, in India, Sikhism was born in time of caste systems
mm-hmm.
in the Hindu religion, and so women became Kaur and men became Singh as a way of abolishing your status via your last name and your economic status.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a devotional reason, meaning like you're not any closer to God depending on your socioeconomic status. It's all within and how you are in your mind and heart. So
Khalsa
means pure one.
Pure one.
Yes. And so going back to the first question of the music and the prayer and how it relates. Sikhism is a dharma, which is a path, which is like a daily path. It's kind of different than going to a church every day, you know, one day of the week. It's like actually creating a sound vibration or a vibration that, you know, we're 80% water, so we're really affected by vibration. And so by putting these words that actually have a very high sound vibration with music, which is classical, and working in this way, it's a very powerful way to pray. And it doesn't matter if a person, you know, exactly what the person's background is, it's something that's accessible, I think, to, you know, it doesn't matter if a person's spirituality is a tree or, you know, any other type of religious affiliation. This particular sound vibration is so high that it does help with that awareness and connection to spirit.
Yeah, that's fascinating to me. There's one thing that I've heard, and you were talking about the scale, the do, re, mi. I'm not going to try and remember.
Sorry, ga, ma, pa, da, ni, sa.
I heard this in a music class that I took, that throughout history, I believe it was the ancient Greeks, had, they studied all kinds of musical scales, and there was one musical scale that was forbidden to play music in or to sing in or to write or compose in the ancient Greek society. And that's because it was discovered that it drove people insane, songs in this musical key, and that would be the key of C. that's actually what they believed, and I don't know. I mean, we've been... You know.
So then the Greeks would agree that it can bring you closer to your own experience of your higher self.
I guess they would.
Well, in my studying of music, the Christian church actually did delete some notes, and it's called the music of the spheres, because this stuff is powerful. You know, a person doesn't necessarily have to adopt a spiritual path to work with these vibrations. So the Christian church actually outlawed certain tones.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was that?
I don't know specifically,
But
music is powerful.
Yeah, it is. That's amazing. I want to say, do you guys have something else that you wanted to play for us?
We do.
Okay, before you do, it's SeekNet. I wrote SEEKNET, but now I'm thinking that it's probably SeekNet.
Well, it would be pronounced sick, but you don't want to say I'm sick.
Right. How can people go to the site, and what can they expect to see, and how can they find something that you guys are doing?
It's SIKHNET.
Okay.
.com.
And so basically this has audio recordings.
Mm-hmm.
If you look up Ustad, that's Ustad Narinder, Narinder, Singh, Singh, Sandhu, Sandhu, and that would be on the Mr. SeekNet blog. A person could have access to our teacher's recordings.
Really?
And he's a master. It's
okay.
Incredible. So if you feel really inspired by what we're doing, I highly suggest Ustad Narinder Singh Sandhu.
We'll have you guys write that down, and
great.
Then we'll put it on our site so people can go and check that out.
Great.
Okay, so you have something else you wanna share?
Absolutely.
Please.
Yeah.
This is a different rag. We learned 5 in the month we were there, which was amazing.
And this is rag Kalyan,
which is a song for blessings. We're going to start with the essentials of the note, the sargam, the notes of the song, and then we're going to go into the song directly after.
And sargam means scale.
Okay.
before we start and stop, we say Wahe Guruji Ka Khalsa, Wahe Guruji Ki Fateh.
It's like victory to the pure ones, victory to God. It's like a greeting for a hello and a goodbye, and it's a bit of a prayer to the instrument and a gratitude.
So it's just blessing the situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, TikTok awesome. Radio.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
That's the sound it made. Okay, for our last little segment here.
So we're back. TikTok Radio Shop.
This is Lindsay Stranigan, by the way.
Hi. Good to meet you all. Well, I came across a little story the other day that I thought was a little bit interesting and or fascinating and decided to share it with you all. It was reading on my favorite little Jewish blog called The New Republic. And it had a story about, apparently recently the CIA released, there's some information that was released that they have in fact been using music to torture people for however many years. It was a joke, I mean it really happened but became a big joke back in the day, I think it was in the 60s. Some communist leader was tortured into submission they played on repeat the Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Purple Polka Dot Bikini. And I would say that would torture most people into submission. So that was one, and then recently there's been new information that just came out. They won't actually tell you what songs they are, but recently it's come out the CIA has been using songs from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Christina Aguilera, and Metallica to torture various people into submission, because they've changed some of the laws these days on what we can and can't do with torture, but apparently pop music is not off limits. It's good to know. It's very good.
I mean, it's used to torture pretty much all of us, so
yeah.
It's true.
Into submission.
Right.
Until we buy their album or download it.
So, what I decided, what got me to thinking, what if I had to torture somebody, if I would had to, I mean I don't normally, but if I had to, what songs would I use? What would be Lindsay Stranigan's songs of torture? So, I thought about it long and hard. And thankfully, we had a volunteer from our audience, Mr. Joey Piacentini back here. So I had a volunteer, and for the course of our show, decided to put on repeat the number one, my number one. I'm going to list, it's about my top 12.25 songs to torture to, somewhere in there. But Joey's been listening to my number one song on that list, and we are actually going to see what effects. You know, this happens to people for days. Joey's been at this for maybe an hour.
And I caught him over there trying, and we had decided in advance he wouldn't be smoking because it is in fact torture. I went over there and I wrestled the cigarette out of his hand, which will be his the second those headphones and
he looks like he's physically in pain.
Yeah, this is a moment.
Hard,
this is a hard time that Joey's going through.
He's going through a hard time. So I do have, I have some audio clips for the top 3 to 4. That's all iTunes would give me today, and some cute boy in the coffee shop that I conned into downloading some songs for me because I didn't have them and my iTunes wasn't working, so worked out nicely. Strangers, you know, they can be very helpful.
Cute strangers.
All right, so
I love cute boys.
I wish we had a drum roll. We could pretend. That works. So, Lindsay Stranigan's 12.24 songs to torture to. I'll start with a few runners-up. They didn't actually make the top 10. I do have a top 10. There's a few runners-up. Keep in mind, my list, top 12.24 songs to torture to. Here we go. My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. Didn't make the top 10. It's a little too positive, I was thinking.
Wow.
Also, in the runners-up category, I Can Be Your Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
I can be your hero, baby.
Yeah. That was also a little too, you don't want someone to think about heroes when they're being tortured. So that's why it's in the runners-up category. Also in the runners-up category is My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas. That's just painful. It was real close to being in the top 10. And the last one, which maybe because it's not pop music and that's what I was more sticking to, was in the runners-up category was The Song That Never Ends by Lamb Chops.
The song that never ends.
Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they'll continue singing it for
ever, just because this is the song that
you got it. So I can't tell if that would be really enjoyable or I don't think so. All right, and four, the number 10 on the top 10 torture songs would be Mambo Number 5 by Lou Vega.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm talking about? One, two, three, yeah.
Four, five.
It's god awful.
Oh, is that what that is? A little bit of that?
That's the one. It's number 10. It's lower on the list, which means it just get worse.
Right.
Number 9 would be Butterfly Kisses by Bob Carlyle.
That is death. That's
I
ready made.
A childhood friend of mine got married recently. Okay.
And now they're
all of our childhood friends got married in first dance
with
kisses.
Her dad.
Of course.
She got married with her dad.
I've been to 5 weddings at least that happened.
I try not to be friends with people that.
She gets been leaves.
The number
dance.
8 song, a little bit cheeky, would be All By Myself by Celine Dion. Get it? Because they're being tortured. And they're all by themselves.
Celine Dion may be actually a terrorist.
Yeah. Number 7.
I've actually heard that.
While this person has soared to popularity recently, this song should never, ever return, would be Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus's father.
Just imagine that. Repeat.
Yeah.
Blindfolded. Headphones.
Oh,
don't tell my heart.
With that mullet he had back then, too.
And number 6.
Number 6.
This is a doozy. Would be I Just Wanna Fly by Sugar Ray.
Put your arms around me, baby. Put your arms.
Oh, I hate him.
Oh, it's beautiful.
This one goes out to Linda because I think she's gonna feel this one. Be number 5 would be Your Body is a Wonderland by John be slightly soothing just listening to those words. The lyrics. Linda would listen to it one time through and submit.
And actually,
she would tell all her government secrets one time through. All right, and now we get to, I'm not going to tell them at this point that we've got 4. We're going to go backwards and we're going to listen to little clips of them. I think that hopefully this will be loud enough. Dear God, this is.
Hi, I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Laughing plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere.
You get the point? Barbie Girl by Aqua?
Yeah.
Glorious.
What do you need me to tell you? I'll tell you anything right now.
So, I know, seriously.
Yeah.
And by good, you mean terrible. All right, my number 3 on the list is... We have to wait to get to the
chorus. I've seen people jump out windows because of this.
The dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Oh, God, I can't. Not only is it a terrible song, but
hey
it was
now,
the
you're an
Shrek
get the
theme
show
song,
on.
Which
get
is
laid.
So it'd be All Star by Smash. I don't think he says
that. Was in the record, the album cut.
The B-side version?
Yeah, it was in
right.
The B-side.
All right.
Number 2.
So the number 2 song would be... It starts off kind of mellow. Like, you know, it sounds like this is kind of catchy
think,
little
I
song.
I think all the hand movements cause the torture eventually.
You guys know the moves. The vocals are much more obnoxious than the music, actually. So that's the number 2 song, which is pretty stinking terrible. But
Some of Bin Laden doing.
You know, for the first day or two of torture, I would think that I'd be doing the motions.
But if they had some sort of contraption that forced your body to do the
movements. Oh, that's good. That's good.
And if you didn't do
right.
It with
right. All right. Well, okay. For the sake of Joey, are we gonna?
We're gonna. You know what? We're not gonna say it. We're gonna have Joey say what it is.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on.
This is the number
This is the unveiling. The number one of my top 12.24 songs to torture to.
Joey.
How you doing, Joey? How you doing? Come here. Joining the cigarette? Joey, we've not actually told them yet.
Joey doesn't know what time of day it is.
Joey, yes. Or where he's at. Or where home is. He looks...
He knows how to smoke a cigarette.
He's shaking, I think. Joey, we need you to come over here. We need
to talk. I think he urinated over there.
We need you to tell them what song you have, in fact, been listening to. Because they don't know yet. They
for the last 45 minutes on repeat.
What time is it? I gotta work.
Blindfolded.
I gotta work in 10 minutes.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, fuck.
So, Joey, can you please tell them, because they don't actually know, what we've subjected you to. And may I ask, if I was trying to torture you into submission, if I was trying to get government secrets out of you right at this moment, would you tell me anything I asked you?
If I didn't have to go back there.
How do you feel right now?
So I would be a good torture agent, is what you're saying.
Yeah, my mental faculties are never going to be the same.
Blindfolded. Listening to that, I can't even imagine.
So, Joey, what is it, in fact, that you were listening to on repeat for the last 45 minutes?
Who let the dogs out?
Do you want to hear it one more time? Just for fun?
One more time. Who let the dogs out? Okay, never again.
Has anybody
Has
anybody ever actually listened to that song?
Never.
Lyrically, no.
No, just every part about it. It's the most god-awful constructed song in history. Everyone that had any part to do that needs to be sent to the gas chamber and sold.
What's the name of the band? Baha Man.
By Baha Man.
God, fuck them.
So anyway. They're actually I think they're supposed to be on...
June 26th. Baha Men will be on performing.
Yeah, that's gonna be great.
The only thing I look forward to is when the song was over and there was like 5 seconds in between where nothing was playing and I got to hear you guys.
That's awesome. Okay, yeah. Joey, any final words? Anybody, any final
words? We're so sorry you have to go to work right now. That sucks.
Too bad. Hey, give a little
Who
jingle.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hey, thank you everyone for
TikTok
tuning
radio
in.
Radio shop.
Thank you, live studio audience.
Thank you.
Love you.
Much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Howie. Thank you, Howie, for coming.
Thank you, Hookum.
Thank you, Hookum.
Thank you,
Mayor.
Gregory Miles.
Mayor Bonnie. And thank you, Gregory Miles Harris and Ryan O'Hara.
Ryan O'Hara.
And thank you, Joey.
Thank you, Joey. Big hand to Joey. Man.